That would be, in a sense, the last get-together like this for this three-day event. Till tonight, there is a concert offered in the auditorium in Bharat Nivas by Nadaka and Gopika. So somehow, without any planning that has gone into it, it lands up with Uma.
It is always like that to be with Astaji's. Some magical moment happens, and I've been watching it for the last few years. And I'm very happy to be part of it. I would like to invite again some of us who have not spoken in the morning sharing to share how, where they are in the collective space. Can I invite you, Bindu? And we have two senior people sitting behind. To listen to them, you will take? I am just coming to you. Thank you.
I'm an ex-Aurovillian. Been in aspiration and then in promise from 77 to 83. And ex-student of ashram and 40 years resident of Pondicherry. I'm doing a layman's research, a common man's look at things which are higher. And that's in the field of collective living. And what better place than Auroville? One of my experiences, my name is Surendra Gupta, or Sam. I have long seen, as what we've been told, that leave it to the grace. And I have experimented to what extent one can leave things to the grace. And in the practical areas of business, of life, and a living in the family, household, the conventional areas of Indian systems, and whether in those areas, is it just a theory or is there a practical evidence of the grace helping and guiding and working? And I have made my notes to document it because I wanted to see a tangible proof. And I need to consult you and learn from you. Mother had said, I think a group of Aurovillians in about 68, 69 had gone to Mother and asked why Auroville. Or she had asked them, do you know why Auroville? So I would like to know as to whether what I remember is correct. Naturally, the answers from that Auroville group was union with the divine, doing yoga, etc. And she said, no, the real pragmatic reason is for Auroville to rise above social and moral conventions. I need to know, Esther, is it, am I right? And building on this, then I have something. I'd sent a proposal.
Actually, we have all to be very brief because you only have half an hour for everyone, Surendra.
Okay.
What we are doing this morning, you came late. We are doing what I am learning from this experience.
Sorry?
This is what everyone is learning from this experience. This is the theme that gathers us today, nothing else. Because there are too many themes, we are not going into those. To what you ask for, you'll have to read or find out afterwards. We'll otherwise take up all our half an hour that we have before birthday tomorrow. Three words only, which Mother said about Auroville in the beginning. And let that be an answer to you, and we can then continue the round. She said right in the earlier, she wrote it, the air of Auroville. And she said it in French, miracle, étrange, inattendu. Miraculous, étrange, unusual, inattendu, unexpected. Let's leave it at that. And the rest, you will have to pursue it yourself. And forgive us, but we really have very little time. What I have learned through it, that is we have a focus. Sorry, we have a focus. And we now have just about 20 minutes. What have I learned from it? The rest is a very large...
I'll take 3 minutes. As this was in order to connect, to make a context, my learning has been that whenever I have walked into the stratosphere of Auroville, it's in the year 677 and all, there used to be a small Kulapalam road, you know, mud road. We used to cycle on that. And the way we entered there, I could feel something, but I didn't know what. Later in about 80s, I started feeling like coming from promise that after crossing the Oro Orchard, it's a liberating experience. It's like a pressure from the ambience or the atmosphere, which sort of, on the cells, on the physical body, you know, that loosens up. And now I feel when I come from this Auroville Beach Road, after crossing the bakery and the turning and the small market, and then as we climb from there, it just starts, you know, as if it just seeps into the body. And it's a beautiful one. I'm grateful to be able to come attend here. And in regard to that, from what we are to what we need to become, its area which we are familiar with is where we are. So I would have just like to share that this becomes more relevant, as Vladimir said, what are we learning from this, the way we do. And I found this experience in collective living in Auroville very helpful, extremely helpful towards that. Because more we delve in what we to become, those are more ambiguous ways. And a time shift is there, and I feel currently the shift is towards more what we are, what are we familiar with, and there what we can do. As Shobhinda says, it is in the mind, it is in the present ambience that we have to bring about the unfolding. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
I've been waiting that Toshiji will say or lift her hand, but she didn't. So I'm going to just give the mic to her to say something. You can't just...
Please share something. I think you have something beautiful to share.
Well, I've been here for a long time, something like since 78. I'm living in Oromodel and working in the Vista Center, where I find my work is not so important, but otherwise I feel it's very important. I am in touch with the external world. You see all phases of that, because every day we have thousands of people coming there. I give them pass to go to Matri Mandir. One thing I feel very fulfilled, that I am doing something of mother's work by giving people an opportunity to go and see Matri Mandir. And second, I learned so much from their different behaviors. People come there with different moods. Some are very high class, some are just ordinary. They come for a picnic or something, and young couples, they get married and come to Auroville like a picnic spot. But anyway, for me, it's a very enriching experience to be in touch with those outside people. Some of them, they live outside, but they are so open to this experience, they can't explain what is happening to them. And when they come back from Matri Mandir, it is a sight to see those people, how they are changed when they went and when they came back. So it's a little bit of work I'm doing there. Besides, I'm doing some Hindi teaching in the house. I have one student, he's French, Patrick. He is reading Kabir, who's a 200 years old saint poet. He doesn't want to read anything else, except because he talks a lot about philosophy of life and how we should live. There's a lot of philosophy in that. And till that is mixed with different languages. There's Persian, there's Sanskrit words, and very high class Hindi, and also colloquial languages. Till I explain to him the real sense of it, he's not happy. And he will do anything to come and be with me on Sunday afternoon to read Kabir with me. It's very enriching experience I have gained all over the years. Actually, when my husband died about 11 years back, I have no children. My family was forcing me to come and live in Delhi. I said, no, that's not my place. I relate to Auroville, why I am here. I get so many opportunities of learning, gaining, meeting people. In Delhi, who has the time? People don't have time for each other. So I'm very happy here, satisfied. Mother is looking after me. I'm alone, but I'm not alone. Thank you.
Beautiful. And you were hiding all this and didn't want to share. That's not fair. I would invite some of other members who have been silent so far. You have been noted.
Haven't you heard enough from me?
No, not yet.
Friends, my friend speaks from her heart. Unfortunately, I have been trained to speak through my mind. That is a great tragedy of my life. No? Now, you want me to sit? Okay. I've been doing nothing but that. Auroville is not new to me, belonging to a Aurobindonian family. In fact, when my father passed away in 1999, his archives, his files came to me. And all the files relating to the beautiful, wonderful beginnings of Auroville, and the infernal passage, and the purgatorial moments of which you can refer to as the self-questionings. He referred to living contradiction. I like that phrase very much. And now to the beautiful blossoming. All, I'm not unfamiliar with them. And as from my childhood, my desire has been to be brought up like Aster and Tara by the mother, but I could never realize it. My desire has been to live in Auroville. It has never been possible. But thanks to Aster, I'm able to come here every year and then see you all and breathe in enough oxygen to keep me fresh and happy throughout the rest of the days. Number one, I told you I'm going to speak from the mind. From morning, I've been listening to everyone. Sometimes with closed eyes, maybe you thought I'm sleeping. Well, age does induce a doze. Number one, Vladimir, you spoke of many, the ability to do many jobs by the same person. You are a professor of Sanskrit. You have a wonderful phrase for that. Sarva Tantra Swatantra. A person has to be a Sarva Tantra Swatantra. One who is good at all arts. The tantra is an art. Whether it is occult or physical or mental, you have to be very free in being able to do it. Isn't it? And to the best of our knowledge, there have been many sarvatantra swatantras. The mother herself seems to have been one. That Aster is the best person to tell us. She used to check up the toothpaste. That is one extreme of the students who are using the toothpaste. And the other extreme was the way she painted such wonderful figures for us, and of course her yoga. We have had one in Vaishnava history, Vedanta Deshika. You would have heard about him, the great Sanskrit poet, who when he was challenged, you are always writing poetry. What is the use of poetry? Well, can you do something useful as digging a well? And he went and dug a well and put up nice slabs around it. You will find the well in Tiruvahindrapuram, which is very close to Pondicherry, that temple. So this ability to do everything, but as you rightly said, as yoga, as part of your own health, your own growing up, which was beautifully put before us by my friend and sister, that whatever we do, it is for our good. When you think that you are doing for somebody else, then that will not be yoga, it will be just karma. My karma, I have to do it. But this is karma yoga. She says, oh, I find joy when I see them coming from the from the Matrimandir, then the joy is for herself. They are happy. That's a different thing. Joy is for herself. I'm so delighted to come here itself and to listen to all of you. And a person like Aurelio, who has given us such beautiful music. And tomorrow, are you going to play the Magudi? Because yesterday when Josh showed that Punga, Adayar Punga, immediately I phoned to my daughter. How come you have never mentioned taking your child to Adayar Punga? Adayyan kekre, when you enter the front gate, they have put up a big snake. And this girl refused to get down from the car. Then from there I showed her that that chair made of snakes. She said, I'm never going to step into it. So then that is why we have not gone in. One day I will take her somehow, don't worry, she said. But she is very much aware of it. She is part of that CES team in Anna University. So that way this seminar itself has been so fruitful and in every way, and I have enjoyed myself fully. That is from the mental viewpoint. Is there a spiritual view? I do not know about that. I get a joy when I see the Matrimandir from outside. But there was just one moment. Maybe I spent 5 minutes in the upper chamber. Asther was kind enough after a very difficult day, full day. She still found time to take me up there. But in the 5 minutes, but probably there's just 1 second, I do not know, just 1 second, when suddenly I felt so light. I just lost the idea of the physical weight and the mental weight. The moment I come out, you know, I told you, my mind, this deadline, that deadline, everything fell off. But I was there. How come I was there, nothing else was there? Because I was here. I felt I was back on the lap of my mother. Thank you very much for this great experience.
Now, it's very interesting to hear all of you saying, you know, that you have experienced different kind of work, and it's a good learning experience, and it's a good yoga experience. So I think really in the light of yoga, it's a great experience in doing different kind of works with great perfection, as you said. And the mother described somewhere that this is the test of equanimity. Whatever you are doing with a great passion, and if you are able to leave that without getting ruffled and do something else, that is the, you know, one of the tests of equanimity. So I think this kind of activity is teaching you equanimity also, that you are very passionate about a thing, you do it, and then you leave it and do the another thing with same perfection. So, yeah.
May I request some of the people who are sitting behind and had been taking the seat of just participating from the distance, would you like to share?
My name is Margaret, and I came here for the first time about 6 years ago. And it was the end of April, and it was so hot. I only just managed to come here for the afternoon and visited the Matrimandir and decided I had to come back. And I have come back every year since. So I'm just a humble visitor. I just come for 2 or 3 months every year. But it's always a very moving experience. Thank you.
Shiv, you have been requested to say something.
I was actually thinking that I have nothing to say after listening to all of you. Well, it's always an experience to be in Auroville. And actually, I had a walk in Matrimandir with Aurelio one afternoon, seeing more of his picture. of the garden and the growth of the garden. I had my own experience also, which was new for me. Before, when I have been here, I always walked around the inner ring around Matri Mandir. And this time I started to go up and down more to the outer, so I could see from the top. And when I walked around, I started to notice a difference in myself when I came from the one to the other. So I started to read the names of the gardens. And it puzzled me as I walked a new round. I felt the same. So when I came to the Garden of Existence, I decided to sit down. And felt that the existence was there. How it is possible, I don't know. And I didn't know that the gardens were supposed to be as powerful as the inner chamber. And since then, I'm forcing my husband to go to the garden almost every day so I could walk around. When I came to Auroville this time, I have most of the time, I have been 2 years in Norway and only coming for short time. And at the end, before I came this time, I felt closed down. Slowly over time, over these 2 years, it has closed down. And I entered the field of my material life in Norway. Doing my work as best as I can, living a regular life, reading. Yes, but when I came back, it has, during these 2 months, again opened up. Day by day, little by little, it has opened up, and you can feel that you, again, is alive. And this is what I see is the difference. By being out there in the West, working, engaging yourself in the work you love, actually, and it goes by itself, but still, you are not there with your heart. You're too mental. We went to a concert yesterday. It was Laszlo that had a Bach concert in Savitri Bhavan. And I have to say, classical music has not been a part of my life at all. But I went there since Vladimir went, and I understood that I was open enough actually to feel the music in myself. And that is also something that is possible here, but not at home. Classical music is almost a disturbance at home in Norway when it's on the radio or something. It's not something I can relate to. But being here, being open, you can actually connect to expressions around yourself. So this is, for me, very special in Auroville, and it has become stronger during the years for me. If it's Auroville, or if it's my own development, I don't know. But, yes. So it has been very nice 2 months in Auroville this time. Very nice. Thank you.
Fredrikke, you would like to say something?
Well, yes, I think this morning session was announced as exchange from Auroville and AVI. AVI was mentioned, so perhaps you allow me to speak for a second time. I was very happy to hear Georges saying yesterday that if you want to see the or get the feeling of the swell, like Asta called it, or the evolution fast forward, you should not only look to the Aurobindonian world, but also look to the outside, what is happening there. And my experience is, I mean, looking back these last 40 years or so, it's amazing what has changed there, what has developed there. And there are so many movements, so many voices where I really see Mother Entry Aurobindo at work. I mentioned this in Arabic world, etc. And I would also like to mention our young people. You know that AVIA Germany and also AVIA USA and others, they are sending young people here to get the experience of 1 year or half a year of Auroville. And I see them always coming back. I see them before they go, because they come to our meeting and we have to prepare them. And I see the aspiration they have and the really excitement before they go. And when they come back, it changes them so much. So I'm really very, very grateful for this opportunity. And I think this is also one of Auroville's great missions to show young people what this other world could look like and what the richness of experience that was mentioned here several times. What is there? What is there to learn? What is there to envision and to take for their further lives? And they come back to, many of them come back to our next meetings, and we can really follow their development. And you really can see what this 1 year has made to them and meant to them. And also, I think there is the preparedness to open up to spiritual matters and themes is growing immensely. There, during our last German meeting, to which about 100 people come, there was one young guy who spent 1 year here. He stood up and and he gave a speech of an hour or even a bit more, talking about his own spiritual development. During his school time, he was very interested in philosophy. Then he went to a monastery, a Buddhist monastery, and then, yeah, somehow coming here and being exposed to Mother's and Sri Aurobindo's teachings. And this time again, this year again, another young guy said, well, I'm willing to talk about my own spiritual experience. And they're just but 22, 23 years or even younger. So I think also outside of Auroville, the swell is immense. Thank you.
I'm very grateful that you shared this with us.
Would you like to close it?
Me?
Would you like to close this with me?
I'm sure we've all felt what I've felt, a kind of deeply immersed in another quality of space. Another quality of space. Its depth, its wideness, I mean, it's to kind of bring to a close, so to speak. There's no closing. An event which has carried the pressure of this term mutation too for over a year now. You know, people that we've been discussing with. It's like something pressing down, a clearing. Mutation too, a clearing. Since a year it's been like that, which I think a number of us have shared in our course of our work. This morning it's been like that clearing part. So I think just holding that, not holding that in us, it holds us. And we move on from here onwards. We go to the concert of chants and mantras in the evening. And something that Anand Bhai said over a cup of tea, which was very beautiful, and which sums up
that mutation, he's a biologist, senior biologist. Mutation has to happen first before transformation can be a settled process, not something which can be shifted. Interesting. Let it also go into this space that holds us. And that's it. And as Frederick has rightly said, the space is not only in our will, it's everywhere.
We would like to close the session with a moment of silence together.